Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. On today's show, we'll be listening to highlights from the opening concerts of the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra's 25th season. The concerts in Nordstrom Recital Hall at Benaroya Hall in Seattle and the Kirkland Performance Center were complete with proclamations of SRJO Day from Mayor Jenny Durkin in Seattle and Mayor Penny Sweet of Kirkland. Abe Beeson, who's a member of the SRJO board, was MC for both concerts, and there was an opening night reception in Seattle to celebrate SRJO's 25th season. Co-artistic directors Clarence Acox and Michael Brockman chose a 1961 album, First Time, Count Basie Meets Duke Ellington, as a theme for these concerts. It was the first and only time the two leading orchestras of the swing era played together in the studio, although they had shared stages but never combined ensembles and soloists. It was not a battle of the bands, but a collaborative effort, with repertoire and soloists from both bands in the combined setting. Michael Brockman leads the SRJO in this performance of music from that legendary 1961 recording, and he'll tell you more about the date and the music in this concert. The opening piece is from the Basie Band's book. Composed by Frank Foster and Count Basie, it's titled Blues in Hoss Flat. We'll be right back.
That's Michael Van Bever on the trumpet. Michael Van Bever. Travis Ranney on tenor saxophone. We're here celebrating the recording of the Duke Ellington Orchestra and the Count Basie Orchestra in 1961, where they met for the very first time as combined bands in the CBS studios in New York City and recorded this very splendid album that we recommend to you called First Time. Count Basie and Duke Ellington meet for the first time. Most of what we're playing today, including the piece we just did, were recorded on that album. Some of the things that we're doing today we have inserted into the show so we can show a little more about what the differences were between the Count Basie Orchestra and the Duke Ellington Orchestra. This next piece, written in 1940, was one of Duke Ellington's great compositions entitled Concerto for Cootie, and we would like to feature in the role of Cootie Williams. Here is our very own Jay Thomas. We hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
Jay Thomas on the trumpet. Jay Thomas.
You're listening to the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra in concert from their opening pair of concerts for the 25th anniversary season. 88.5 KNKX connects you with live jazz around the sound on Jazz Northwest. Here's Michael Brockman.
Another piece to show off the skills of Duke Ellington as a composer. Now, as many of you know, he really set out early in his career to separate himself from so many other writers for the jazz and big band world. He wanted to be recognized as a fine composer and wrote a lot of different things in many different styles and genres. Anytime he could insert something special into his jazz music, he would do so. This next piece is a great example of it. This is Harlem Airshaft, also from 1940. And I'll set the scene a little bit here. He wanted to depict the airshaft that is shared by all the apartments that are in a tall apartment building in New York City. And if you were to open the window and listen to your neighbors, you might hear someone having an argument, you might hear someone playing a musical instrument, you might hear someone frying up some fish, someone dancing, who knows what you might hear. So he put all of that into this musical composition. We hope you enjoy the Harlem Airshaft. Travis Ranney on the clarinet, Michael Van Bever on the trumpet, and Andy Omdahl on lead trumpets. All right, now we would like to return to this famous piece, or this famous recording of Ellington and Basie together. Basie brought in all of his favorite pieces, written by all his favorite writers, and this one by the great Freddie Green, who was his guitarist in the band for so many, many years. This is titled Corner Pocket, and you'll hear a little from Mark Taylor, from Michael Van Bever as well. So here's Corner Pocket.
Thank you.
Mark Taylor on the tenor saxophone. That was Jared Hall on the trumpet. Jared Hall, along with Michael Van Bever. Randy Halberstadt on piano. And of course, let's give it up for Phil Sparks on the bass. And Devon Lewis on the drums.
You're listening to the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra's opening concerts of the 25th season, conducted by Michael Brockman. Coming to you on 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with live jazz around the sound on Jazz Northwest.
In 1938, Count Basie wrote this next number, but it remained one of their top hits for his entire career. In fact, it had reached the charts clear up to number 11 in the popular music charts. Imagine that. This remained one of their most popular hits, and they continued playing it for the entire history of the band, and it always turned into one of the classic tenor battles. We hope you enjoy this Jumpin' at the Woodside. Jumpin' at the Woodside. Thank you. Thomas Randy on tenor saxophone. Mark Taylor on tenor saxophone. Michael Van Bever on the trumpet. Devon Lewis on the drums. Devon Lewis. And the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. Kind of stuff that happens when you keep a band together for 25 years. We are about longevity, and when you hear us play some of these classic numbers that take lots and lots of experience from everyone, you're seeing that longevity really pay off for us. We'd like to continue on now musically with a piece that's titled The Elder, and actually featuring you, isn't it, Jay? So Jay is our reigning elder, and he wears that badge very proudly because he still outplays everybody in the band, as you all know. This was a piece that was written by the great Thad Jones, and Thad Jones was a trumpeter and flugelhorn soloist with the Count Basie Orchestra, but also a very, very fine writer who inherited really the tradition of Duke Ellington and brought to the Basie band such an interesting and challenging way of writing that Basie finally said, hey, we need you to go get your own band. But before he did, he shared many great works with, we say, the library of the Basie band. And we hope you enjoy hearing Jay Thomas play The Elder. Thank you. That's Milo Peterson on the guitar. Randy Halberstadt on piano. Jay Thomas on the trumpet. Jay Thomas, the elder. Now that, I find that a very interesting way to feature a guitar solo. They just gave him notes to strum instead of picking an individual line. They said, play this the way Freddie Green would have played it. And so, again, Milo Peterson on the guitar. Milo is going to be featured on our next piece, so you get to hear him play some solo lines on his guitar. This next piece you all recognize, the Duke Ellington theme song, Take the A-Train. It's attributed so often to Duke Ellington, but it's really a Billy Strayhorn composition. We hope you enjoy it. Billy Strayhorn's Take the A-Train.
Thank you.
Milo Peterson on the guitar. That's Jared Hall on the trumpet. Jared Hall.
You're listening to the opening night concerts of the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, conducted by Michael Brockman, in this performance, which took place at the Kirkland Performance Center last weekend. 88.5 KNKX connects you with Jazz Northwest. Here's Michael Brockman.
We will continue on now with another of the great pieces that Count Basie brought into the recording session from his 1958 album, The Chairman of the Board. But when they played it again in 1961, the two bands were side by side in the studio, twice as many musicians as you see here, two drummers, two pianists, the whole thing. And somehow they played all this music simultaneously, and it was absolutely clean and beautiful and precise. And the critics were shocked first by that precision, but then also that the superstars with all their egos as soloists could stand up and take solos, trading back and forth with each other, and really be supportive of one another's artistry. So there had been battles of the bands for many years back in the 40s and in the 30s. This was not a battle of the bands. It was really a collaborative effort that really brought out the best of both ensembles. So here is one of Basie's contributions to that recording session titled Segway in C. We'll get to hear some more of Nathaniel playing his flute, a little bit of Mark Taylor playing his flute, and a whole lot of Alex Dugdale playing his baritone saxophone. Some from Bill Anthony back here on the trombone. You'll hear some great blues playing from him. So here's the Segway in C. Thank you. Dale on the baritone saxophone, the Daniel Schlammer on the flute, Bill Anthony on trombone, Randy Halberstadt on piano. We mentioned earlier the genius as a writer of the great Thad Jones, and Thad went on to found his own band, but before he did, he filled the Basie library with all kinds of wonderful pieces. This is a piece that was recorded in this 1961 album with Duke and Count Basie together, titled To You. This is where Thad Jones, you'll see demonstrated the difference between Thad Jones and other writers. He deliberately writes dissonance, where notes do not actually go together, but if it's played carefully and precisely, it can actually sound beautiful. And he was a master at creating these sorts of chords. Here is Thad Jones, To You. We'll be featuring our lead trombonist, Dan Marcus, on this piece.
Thank you.
Marcus on the trombone. Randy Halberstadt on piano. Andy Omdahl on that lead trumpet. Andy Omdahl.
And that beautiful Thad Jones composition for the Basie Band, To You, is the last one we'll have time for on today's show, a broadcast concert of the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra at the Kirkland Performance Center. There are a couple more pieces we'd like to play for you, but we'll have to save them for next week's Jazz Northwest. Our thanks to all the musicians of this SRJO and co-artistic directors Clarence A. Cox and Michael Brockman for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's show, and thanks to Howard Mostrom for house sound and assistance with recording the concert, and the stage crew at Kirkland Performance Center. This concert was the first of the season series by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. The next pair of concerts, November 2nd and 3rd, features Jazz of the Harlem Renaissance with guest vocalist Reggie Goings and Jacqueline Tabor. For more information about the season and to purchase tickets, see the SRJO website, srjo.org. If you missed any part of today's broadcast concert, you can stream it from our website at jazznw.org or subscribe to the podcast at knkx.org to receive it every week. I'm Jim Wilkie, and this was a Hatch Cover production for KNKX. There's lots of opportunity to catch live jazz around the area with the Earshot Jazz Festival continuing through the first week of November. Also on today's calendar, Ann Reynolds and Clave Gringa, who performed at Seattle Art Museum last Thursday for Art of Jazz and will be featured on this program next week, is performing at the Marine View Church this afternoon at 5. Manhattan Transfers last night at Jazz Alley is tonight. And with the Earshot Festival, saxophonist Darius Jones has a number of appearances coming up, including being featured at Cafe Racer, the Racer Sessions tonight, and at the Chapel Performance Space on Monday. Tuesday, Darius Jones will be appearing with Wayne Horvitz and the Seattle Modern Orchestra at the Town Hall Forum. Here to Play with Kelsey Mines, Neil Welsh, and Greg Keplinger will be at the Royal Room. And Christian Sands Trio plays two nights at Jazz Alley, Tuesday and Wednesday. The Tuesday night program will be broadcast with host Abe Beeson. Wednesday, Aaron Park's Little Big will be at the Columbia City Theater, marking a return of the former Seattle pianist with his group. Thursday, Chucho Valdez's Jazz Bata, one of the featured items in the Earshot Festival, will be appearing at Town Hall. Madeline Perot will be opening at Jazz Alley on Thursday night, and the Boxley Pro-Am Big Band will be at Jazz Clubs Northwest and North Bend. A couple of the featured artists, Clarice Assad and Cecile McLaurin-Salvat, will both be appearing on Friday night. Clarice Assad, the Brazilian pianist, singer, and composer, will be appearing at the Chapel Performance Space with a septet, and Cecile McLaurin-Savant will be performing with the Aaron Deal Trio at Town Hall. There's more info and details at the KNKX calendar and at earshot.org. You're listening to KNKX, 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI, 90.1 Olympia, KVIX, 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK, 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.